This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 77 of the No Bad Days podcast. 77 episodes in, boys. It's a lot.
Ray Bourque.
What do you think we're going to do for the Ray Bourque episode? And Kirby Doc. Yeah. What do you guys think we're going to do when we get to 100? What should we do?
We should do something pretty special.
Yeah.
We'll think of something. We'll brainstorm.
We have a couple months to brainstorm. So,
did your guys' moms text you from the end of last episode?
No.
Why? What happened?
Remember Taver said to appreciate our moms? And
oh, yeah. What the hell?
Oh, maybe they didn't tune in.
Maybe my mom didn't listen.
My mom must have just listened yesterday because she's like, thanks for the shout out.
Wow, that's slacking on my mom's part.
And then she said my dad was rattled. So maybe at the end of today's, we'll
give a father's one.
Father Appreciation Day?
Yeah.
Okay. When is Mother's Day? It's coming up soon, isn't it?
No idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know.
No, it's in May. Mother's Day's in May.
That's pretty soon, next month.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's April.
Yeah.
It is. Happy April, everyone.
Yeah. April Fools. Happy April. We got April Fool joked pretty good, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. April Fools. The boys got us pretty good with an email. I don't even know whose idea it was, but.
Frizz made a TikTok of it. It was his idea.
Yeah. Him and Felipe? The THG business manager.
Yeah, yeah, so basically a quick rundown was we got an email from our business manager, Felipe Garcia. Shout out to Felipe. emailed us saying that a company wanted to work with us for 2 years and that they wanted us to relocate our headquarters to Tampa Bay, and they were going to pay for a lot of stuff and we were also going to move there. And so we were going to have a business meeting on Monday to figure out the plan. And we had no idea anything about it. So we were all like, what the heck's going on? And obviously it was a big deal. And then I was a little suspicious after about an hour, just because it was April Fool's Day. It took me a while to register in, but then the email seemed super legit. So I was like, oh, maybe it's just a good bounce. And it turns out, just wasn't a good bounce. It was a complete lie, fabrication of information.
And I found out from Natalie too.
Yeah, that it was April Fool's from you.
Yeah, she told me. She's like, "What?" She's like, "Did the boys prank you with the Tampa thing?" I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Well, that April Fool's joke with Fanatics or whatever." And I was like, "Oh." And then I texted Frizz, and I was like, "You bastard! April Fool's us." He's like, ha, 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 how'd you find out?
Hey, she texts you as in you're in the middle of booking your flight.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Sorry?
I already rented a condo.
Yeah. I was ready to stop, drop, and roll to Tampa.
But yeah, no, anyways, it's already April. It seems like things are moving quite quickly here. So definitely a lot faster than when we're at college. The college right now would be like the final stretch, kind of getting ready for exams and everything. So it'd be kind of different. The second half of the year is flying by. We only got two games left in the regular season, and then we're off to the playoffs.
Yeah. And in college, we'd be ready to make an excuse to our profs saying that we got to go home early for some reason. So we write our exams early and get out of there. Yeah. or just hang around for a couple weeks and have no school.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Every year I think I moved my exams up.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Except for the COVID year, probably, because we just did them online, so it was like whatever. We're already at home.
My My sister did mine for me in COVID year. She did my math one, and then she did another one for me. I forget what subject it was though. I was just like, "Yep, let me know when you're done. Thanks."
Nice.
Monk playing COD in the back.
Yeah, just keep it down back there. If you have any questions, just don't even ask me.
Yeah. When you good thing they weren't honor locked either.
It's also Easter weekend, fellas. So I don't know if you guys, when you were younger or whenever last time you were home for Easter. I always liked Easter. It's always a fun little holiday. Did you guys have any fun like little family traditions on Easter, or did you guys keep it pretty tame?
My mom, if I was home for Easter right now, my mom would for sure have an Easter egg hunt.
Same
right now. Yeah. I know 2 years ago when we got to go home early during COVID, I had a Easter egg hunt from like a trail outside my room to like the, it'd be like four eggs and then like a toothbrush or like a toothpaste, and then it'd just go to like another little like a gift card or something. It'd just be so funny.
It leads to the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm 25 years old, and I'm like, oh my god, yes.
There's a basket hanging on the end of your bed.
Yeah.
Did you guys always, when we were younger, we'd do the Easter egg hunt, obviously, with all of my siblings, and it would be like a war of attrition, who could get the most candy. And then it'd be a battle.
We never really did anything like that.
We used to battle. Not too intense. And then at the end, it would just all go in the same bucket anyway. So it was like kind of pointless, but.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like a competition, but we would get kind of competitive. And like, if we saw someone walking over to that corner, we'd go over there first or try to get there first. And then my mom would always have like a special breakfast for us and all that. And then we go to my nonna's house and the whole family meets there and we have a nice little lamb dinner.
Oh, you guys have lamb, but. You have lamb at Easter?
Yeah.
We have turkey. I don't know about you, Marty. I think turkey. Probably turkey and ham. Why do you have lamb, Johnny? Is that like a traditional thing? Or is it just like your family that does that?
I don't know. There's probably a few other. It might be an Italian thing. I don't know.
Because I've heard of like people having turkey at Thanksgiving and then ham at Christmas dinner. But we've always just had turkey at all of them. We never really have ham.
Yeah, well,
same with us. Unless we're having like a big family, like a lot of family, then we make a turkey and a ham.
Yeah,
yeah. We do turkey on Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, it's all fish.
Christmas Eve, we just do like finger foods and just have like a little like a charcuterie board and
yeah.
Like, you know, those, I forget what they're called. The M&M Meats has like, I think they're called Oriental Party Packs. And they have like all those little like finger foods with like chicken and little like spring rolls and stuff. You ever had those?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
We normally just crush those Christmas Eve, but yeah.
Yeah. But Easter. Well, Christmas Eve is like the big day in our family. And then Christmas Day is kind of like just whatever.
Christmas Day is like kind of on your own, like you guys just do your own family thing, like immediate family.
No, we still, so Christmas Eve's at my Zia's house, the one that you guys met.
Yeah,
actually no, you met both of them, not the one you met in Toronto, the one in, that came to soup.
Okay.
And then Christmas Day's at our house, but usually like out of like my siblings or the cousins, like if they have like a boyfriend or girlfriend, they'll just go to like their house for Christmas Day.
Oh, okay.
And then whoever's left over comes to our house. But
all the stragglers. You're always at home, eh?
I'm a lock on being at home. I'm a lock. They're like, yeah, well, Johnny's coming. So
yeah. You know Johnny will be here.
Yeah, they've got you penciled in for the next 10 Christmas days.
Yeah, probably, to be honest.
Maybe
if I do get a girlfriend, I'll bring her around Christmas Day too, just so I don't skip out on anything.
Is Good Friday a holiday in Canada? It is, right?
Yeah, I think it's the Friday and the Monday off.
You get both, I think, right? Yeah, it's Easter Monday, they call it.
Yeah.
So a good 4-day weekend coming up for all of our Canadian folks.
You think that's a holiday in the U.S. too? The 4 days?
I don't think they get Monday off.
I don't know.
I think it's Good Friday for the most part.
I don't think it'd even be in our phone calendar either. Because
Easter is technically Sunday.
Yeah, our phone calendars are in Canadian.
Hey, is Easter always the second Sunday of April? Or is it...
Yeah, it's not like a set date. It's always like the week.
Okay, so second Sunday of April every time?
Yeah.
So some years it'll fall on like the 12th instead of the 9th or the whatever this day is?
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at 2024 April and there's no Easter in the calendar.
Oh, yeah, Easter's canceled next year. it skips a year.
They haven't put it in yet. Apple hasn't put it in yet.
Just another holiday that the boys are missing out on back home.
Yeah, true. We miss all the holidays basically with hockey season.
Yeah, there's no holidays in the summer. There's like Labor Day.
There's May long weekend. May long weekend.
May 2-4. That's Canadian though.
Well, America doesn't have a May long. I think America isn't it like
they might. It might be called something else in the States.
There's also Canada Day and 4th of July.
Yeah, Canada is on the 1st.
4th of July is on the 4th.
Yeah.
It's easy to find out what day that is. Because it's called the 4th of July. So every year then on the 4th is the holiday, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't it funny how much harder Americans go on the 4th of July than we do on Canada Day? Do you guys find that?
Yes, 100%. But like,
yeah.
Canada Day's always been a pretty fun time, no?
Oh, it's always a great time.
But like they go, yeah, Americans, like they send it pretty hard.
Yeah, like not too many Canadians are saying like, "Oh my God, like Canada's coming, Day. Like let's fucking go!" Like no one,
LFG.
Like, it's like, "Oh, awesome, Canada Day! All right, let's have a couple beers."
Yeah, awesome.
Day we get the weekend off. Sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Couple cold ones.
Yeah, that'll be. I'm excited to be at home for Canada Day. Should be fun. Really, always look forward to it.
Yeah,
you got big plans.
No, I don't have plans. I mean, normally I just get together with some buddies and maybe go to a cottage or a cabin or something, or a lake house, or you know, that kind of stuff.
Send the invite.
Well, I'll send it. Marty will come. I'll have to find someone with a cottage or a lake house first, and then we'll be able to go.
Yeah, if you're Canadian listening to this podcast right now, invite the boys.
Wait, don't we have a bachelor party to go to in July that weekend?
Pretty sure we do.
Maybe.
Oh, we do. I'm not sure. Oh, is it Canada Day weekend?
I'm not sure when it is.
I think it is.
I think it's that weekend. Okay,
that'll be sick.
So there we go. We're already locked in.
Yeah, we're good. We're Gucci.
We're Gucci main.
Gucci Sosa.
But I'm not sure.
Along with Easter, it's one of the greatest sports weekends of the year. It's Masters weekend, which yes. I've always been into. I don't know about you guys since you guys aren't huge golfers, but we're getting into it a little bit more this year. It's one of the best weekends of all the year because you just get to sit on your couch and just watch golf all weekend.
The best of the best golf, though.
And it's just like, I don't know, there's just something special about the weekend. It's just always fun. I wonder if it's like better to go to the Masters or just watch it on your couch. I feel like it's
probably a little bit. Probably watch it on your couch.
Yeah, it's cheaper for sure.
You're thinking that like
15 minutes ago when we were sitting on the couch watching this par 3 contest, I was just like thinking in my head how like long of a day it would be just sitting there.
Yeah,
like trying to follow in the crowds. Yeah, like that'd be a long day.
Have you guys ever been to a pro golf tournament before?
No. We were talking about that the other day. My dad and my grandpa went to the Canadian Open the year before COVID. And
in Hamilton?
It was at Hamilton Golf and Country. And I think Rory went to that one. Because usually the big guns, they don't really go to the Canadian Open.
No, but the guys that are sponsored by RBC, so there's like, they had for a couple of years there, they had like five guys that were like top 20 in the world that were RBC sponsored. Yeah. So like Rory, Dustin Johnson, I know was one. Jim Furyk was always one. I remember he always had an RBC bag. And then obviously the Canadian players for the most part go to that.
That's mandatory.
But yeah, I went to when I was younger, my great grandpa had a membership at the Royal Montreal Golf Club in Montreal. And he got tickets for my grandpa and my dad and I to go, and we were walking around, and that's like a Ryder Cup kind of event, but it's not as like well known. So like all the top American players were there. It was really cool. It was just super busy. I remember it being really busy. And like you said, Marty, it's a long day just kind of walking around, seeing stuff. But at the same time, it's cool to see those people up close. Like I remember Tiger Woods walked right by me. So that's pretty cool. I know him a little bit.
You think he'd remember you if he saw you?
He might.
Woodsy?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, what?
He'd have to.
Eldrick? I call him Eldrick.
Oh.
But, yeah.
And he'd be like, hey, Troy, what's going on?
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, what's up, Troy? How are things?
Troy from the No Bad Days podcast? Oh, yeah, there you are.
Yeah, maybe he'll come on if I text him. I could text him.
Yeah,
text him,
see, yeah, see what he's up to after this weekend.
Yeah, maybe he'll go hop on his boat this summer, too. I don't know. We'll see. But he's a nice guy. Masters week. We were just talking about this, too. It's crazy how expensive the tickets are to get there. And it's like, I think there's a huge long wait list to get tickets, but on the property, the food items and like the concession stands are all super cheap, which is crazy.
we were talking about that earlier. I saw the menu, I guess, for the concessions, and the most expensive food was $3.
Yeah, which is nuts.
And then the most expensive item was a glass of wine at $6.
Yeah. That's a
good deal,
which is not normal for sporting events, especially like major sporting events.
No, but when you're spending $4,000 on a 1-day pass, it makes up for it a little bit, right?
Makes up for it. Definitely. There's also a lot of cool traditions that go along with the tournament. And I was going to bring up a nice little question for you guys that comes along with one of these, traditions. So the winner of the previous year's tournament, they have a champions dinner where all the previous champions go like on, I think it's the Monday, and they have a champions dinner in the clubhouse, and the previous year's champion gets to set the menu and make like gets to have what they want, which is normally something that's like traditional to where they're from or, you know, their favorite foods or something like that. So I was saying, like, if you guys won the Masters, what would be the menu? You get to pick an appetizer, I think, a main course with normally a meat and like a fish option, and then a dessert. So I'm asking the question as to what would be your guys' Masters menu?
That's a tough question.
You want me to go first? So many. I've obviously had this in my head to think about it. So
yeah, go for it.
This for like,
right. Yeah, I've been, well, because it's my lifetime goal to win the Masters, so one day hopefully I'll be able to do that. But for me, I'm going with an appetizer. I'm going to go with probably, I'm just going to keep it simple and go, you know, Caesar salad. Not like the ones from Texas Roadhouse with like, I'm going to get the proper amount of dressing on it. And
you're not getting the bottom of the lettuce thing either.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get lots of croutons on it, maybe some salt and pepper, some fresh parmesan. Yeah. And then if you don't like Caesar salad, I'll just have a normal house salad there. And I'm gonna throw in the opportunity to get a cup of loaded baked potato soup. Really? In the appetizer. Yeah. And then for the main course, I'm going steaks and lobster tails, just because I just love both of those things. So
surf
that'll
with
be
the turf.
Surf and turf, because I'm a big surfer and I was born on the turf. So there we go. And for dessert, I'm going strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
And I think, and then, you know, like beverages, we're just going to have a couple nice bottles of wine, maybe some vodka sodas,
a couple beers.
Maybe a couple beers if guys are into it. And
so much beer.
I think like my champions dinner would be just like, let's just have a good time, guys. Like, we don't have to play till Thursday. Let's just stay out all night. Yeah. I'd probably have the DJ from Builders come in and play a set after dinner was concluded, and then
like an iPod.
Yeah, I would actually make a dress code too. I would call it Adam Sandler style. So everyone has to wear sweats and a hoodie and just comfy clothes. And I think we're just going to have a good time.
That honestly sounds like my type of dinner.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good, actually. I think I would do the same thing as you, Tav, except for dessert.
No, you can't say the same thing as me. You have to come up with your own.
Okay, I'll go.
Think about it, though.
Appetizer. Okay, so I like the Caesar salad for the appetizer.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, so here's what I'm thinking for you, Johnny. Like, you can go with like a traditional family meal that you guys have, because your family, I know, does like a lot of like family style, like not traditional to just your family, obviously, but you guys have like, you guys normally eat a little bit different than, let's say, like a normal traditional American family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You guys have special stuff that you like to eat that maybe someone has never tried before.
Yeah, but I don't know how many lasagnas my nonna could crank out for the master's dinner. That's the thing.
No, I mean, she'd have plenty. She could have a couple sous chefs help her out.
She's in the kitchen in the back, but knowing her, she would kick everyone out and do it herself.
No, that's what I mean. Like,
that's like how
lasagna
she
would be a good one. You say your nonna has great lasagna.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lasagna.
She does have very good lasagna. Marty can attest to that.
Confirmed.
But I think I would go prime rib with mashed potatoes.
Nice.
For the main. We'll toss in some broccoli there. You gotta toss in some greens. And then for dessert, tiramisu. Tiramisu or creme brulee, you get the option.
Okay. Or both.
Or you can have both. Yeah, you could have both too.
Will there be
actually
enough for both?
But speaking of this, I did see a thing on TikTok about, I forget what the player's name was. It was like a recent winner though, and he had like such a brutal dinner. It was like a salad for the appetizer, that's whatever, but the main course was like just grilled chicken. It's like you have the choice for anything and you're picking grilled chicken over steak, mm-hmm. or something like that. Like, that's just absurd to me. And then his dessert was something brutal too. I forget what it was though.
Yeah, that was a guy that he won it two in a row or something.
Yeah, and he did the exact same thing.
Yeah. Was it Jordan Spieth? He won it twice.
I don't think it was.
I don't know.
Maybe Bubba Watson, maybe he won it twice as well, I think.
It might have been. I don't know. I know what you're talking about, Johnny. I saw the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a cool one.
Just a brutal choice.
A few years back, I forget what year it was in, but a golfer named Hideki Matsuyama, who's Japanese, he won.
Yeah.
And he was the first Japanese player to win a major in pro or men's pro golf. I know there's a couple women that have won, but his menu was like super traditional Japanese. So he had like sushi and like hibachi style stuff. So I thought that was
kind of cool. Sweet.
That's kind of what sparked the question. But anyways, Jordan?
Yeah, no, makes sense.
I think I'm going like Greek, like disco bombs. You know?
Okay.
In euros? Yeah.
I don't know about euros. I don't like euros. Just like that style. Like we're going shish kebabs and like I don't know what for a side. Maybe I don't think baked potatoes would go well with it. But
rice, you gotta roasted go with potatoes, rice or roasted garlic potatoes
with tzatziki.
Yeah,
I could get on board.
That would be deadly.
And then ice cream cake.
Oh, with your face on it.
It has to be from Dairy Queen, though, and have that chocolate with, fudge crunch in the middle.
With Marty's face on it. Or maybe every individual one.
Kilwin's toasted coconut ice cream.
Yeah. And then everyone gets a take-home tub.
Yeah. Everyone gets one free pint.
Yeah. I think people would love that, to be honest. That would be good. That's the best ice cream.
Maybe we could have, maybe your appetizer could be, the classic combo from Applebee's. Everyone gets a classic combo.
Everyone gets a cheese stick with rock solid cheese in it.
Cheese quesadilla, monster sticks, anytizers, artichoke dip with tortilla chips on the side.
What was our teammate Dougie? He was saying the one time he's like, "Oh, I didn't know you guys were matzo guys." We told him we went to Applebee's and got them.
Johnny, would you have Texas Roadhouse dinner rolls shipped in for yours?
No, I wouldn't want to show everyone up about how many I can eat.
You think there'd be a competition? Would you guys have competitions and stuff at your dinner? Would you guys get a card table going?
Oh yeah, we get a schnapps table going.
Yeah, I think I think there's rumors at this dinner that, in the past, that they get super, super mangled, all of them. And then there's, wrestling matches and stuff like that. That's just a rumor I've heard.
There's iguana wrestling?
Did you guys ever hear you guys? I think I've told you guys this story, but did you guys ever hear the story about Ernie Els?
No.
No.
You know who Ernie Els is, right? He's a golfer from South Africa. He's he used to be one of the best players in the world. He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Okay. So there was this rookie golfer on the tour. I don't know who it was. And this is just a third hand story that I've heard on a podcast before. But so this rookie golfer had just met Ernie Els and was just chatting to him after one of the rounds. And Ernie asked him if he was going to one of the tournaments over in Europe. And the guy was like, "Yeah, I'm going." And Ernie's like, "Well, how are you getting there?" And he's like, "Oh, I already booked my flight. I'm going this day whatsoever." And then Ernie's like, "Well, why don't you fly back with me? I got my own jet and I got room for you if you want to come." Right. So the guy's like, "Yeah, sure. That'd be great." So he never booked a flight home because he just assumed that he was going with him, right? Because you get invited, you're going to go. But then he didn't talk to him at all until the day the tournament was ending, right? So he went through the tournament, they both made the cut, and so the Sunday after their rounds, he was kind of waiting around for Ernie to finish, and he saw him and he didn't know if he remembered or not, so he was just standing there. And then Ernie kind of came up to him and was like, "Oh, hey, are you ready to go?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks." So they get to the airport, they hop on his jet, they have a couple drinks, and Ernie starts to get a little bit buckled on the plane. And so anyway, the plane takes off, and during the flight, he said he was just sitting there, and Ernie was so drunk that he just came up and headbutted him right in the face and then started wrestling him through the plane, fighting him basically. And this guy had no idea what was going on. So the stewardesses came back and separated them and made Ernie sit at the back of the plane and he sat at the front. So they separated them. And so then I guess he did it again, came up headbutt, wrestled all the way through the plane. And then when they landed, this guy was waiting for him to get off. And he was what the fuck's going on? I'm so scared right now. And so Ernie got off the plane, he gets off the plane, and Ernie's like, "Hey man, nice flight. I'll see you later." And then just left. Never said anything about it.
Just with the headbutt.
Just loves. Hey man, what about my nose that's broken now?
Yeah, he just loves a little horseplay with the boys.
That's the craziest story I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's weird. I would probably just never associate myself with that guy ever again.
You don't think that? I mean, that'd be
for the rest of the flight.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a big man too.
He's like,
Maybe he's go like back six... there and clock him one and then go back to your seat quick.
Dude, he's a big man. He's like 6'6". Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's
bottle
pretty,
him. I don't know.
That's pretty funny.
Bottle cap him? Crack him over the head with a tray or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, true.
Someone headbutts you? That's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
That's a cheap move to like start a fight with.
It's just headbutt someone?
If you do, like, if you just want to, like, you know, get a little roughhousing going, like, sure.
Yeah.
Like, weird thing to do as it is, but then to start off with a headbutt, like, it's a little intense.
I guess Ernie Els just loves to wrestle, though.
Yeah.
So he needed to find someone that was a little bit smaller than him so he could take him down.
Iguana wrestle right now.
Imagine just getting in a fist fight on an airplane.
Yeah.
On a private jet. Yeah.
Just going toe to toe.
Jet's a little, yeah. I mean, it's not past people, as we've seen on the internet multiple times, to fist fight on an airplane over stuff, but
not again, Ernie.
Yeah.
Every time I see those videos of like people getting kicked off like a regular plane going somewhere, like all I think is like, how pissed would you be? Because like when you're traveling, you just want to get there and get to wherever you're going. How pissed would you be if your flight's delayed like an hour because some idiot did something and then now they're refusing to get off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be so choked.
Well, that's the thing about flights, is like it's always the most minor inconveniences that cause the biggest delays, like when they need to defrost the plane. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, just go.
Just like it's just gonna freeze again. It's already frozen. It's just going to freeze again.
Yeah, so, you know, like, it's colder up there than it is down here.
Or like when my biggest pet peeve is when like the flight staff is late and they've already boarded everyone on the plane. And it's like, yeah, we're just waiting for the staff. It's like, well, then why did you make us come on the plane?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now I have to sit here in the middle seat, back row, no
reclining.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, man, that back row is tough. That is the worst seat.
Worst possible seat.
And I think the second worst seat is like the one at the very, very front. I think that stinks too. Like not business class, like start of coach, very, very front. That one stinks too. Because
I don't
sometimes,
know.
Sometimes there's no TV in front of you. And if it is, it's like all the way on the wall and you can't like touch it.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but worst seat on the plane for me would be one of the exit rows when there's an exit row behind you. If you're sitting in that seat, it doesn't recline because then it would recline into the emergency exit door. So your seat doesn't recline at all. Mm-hmm. So that to me is a tough one.
Hate when you have a window seat, but the window doesn't line up with your seat. So you just got to have a huge piece of plastic and then a glimpse of the window in front of you and then the one behind you. That also stinks.
What kind of control either of them? Yes.
Yeah.
So like, what kind of etiquette are you guys going with? If it's like an early morning flight, the sun's just starting to come up and you have the window seat, are you window open or are you window closed? I think it's just
I'm looking, making sure. Sometimes like I do like looking out the window if we're like above the clouds, whatever, but I will look to see everyone, not just like sitting beside me, but in the aisle across. If they're sleeping, because that sun's going to beam in, then keep it shut as etiquette. But as the flight goes on, everyone's awake. I'll peek my head out every now and then.
A little peek. Yeah. Here.
I think if it's like
I stick my head out the window.
I think it's,
I roll it down. No.
If your flight takes off before 9 a.m., I think it's window closed until at least 9:30. People, you know, sleep.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, everyone just had a miserable time getting to the airport and getting on the plane. So, and they probably had to take their shoes off at security. And then and then you had to go through security and you took your computer out of your bag, but you didn't need to at that specific airport. So then the person yelled at you and then you had to put it all back in your bag. Like, it's just the worst.
Oh, going through security stinks too.
Oh, I know. We need to get some TSA pre-checks going.
Yeah, we do. I got to get that Nexus pass up and going again.
Legit.
I don't know why I haven't renewed it yet.
Legit. Yeah, legit.
Legit, man.
Do you guys, I was going to ask this other question now that both albums are out, but recently Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen have released brand new albums and they're both on world tours right now. We're going to decide for Johnny. I don't know if you've listened. I know Marty's listened to both probably, but which one's better?
I haven't listened to Combs yet.
I've only listened to a few of Luke's, but I just like Morgan better, I think.
I think Morgan's got the bigger, like, one. I don't know. Probably overall, Morgan's is probably better.
Yeah, but a lot of his songs do sound the same. They sound the same. Like pretty much every single one of his songs. I do really like him. Don't get me wrong. But I also love Luke Combs. So I'm a little torn in between. I gotta listen to Combers.
Who do you think's better live? Morgan, or I guess you've seen Morgan live. John, or have you seen both live?
I've seen both live. Luke Combs was fucking sick live.
He sounds the exact same.
Yeah. And Morgan Wallen was really good. His show.
Did you see Luke Combs ever?
I saw him this summer. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. And like the venue I saw Luke Combs at was a smaller venue. So I guess Morgan Wallen, when I saw him, it was at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. So
It's
tough to one up that one.
True.
And that's the production was sick, and he brought out like a million guests. Like he brought out Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Lil Durk came out for Broadway Girls.
Right.
Which was sick. That was
Spring Break Tour, right?
Yep. Yeah, that was last year. Spring Break Tour.
In the
Lexus Lounge.
I saw on Instagram, on TikTok, actually, it was last week, that there was two things that Morgan did when he released his album. He went to his old high school in Tennessee and then performed a private concert just for the high school students and their friends family, obviously. And then his world tour dates, none of them went to Nashville. So one day he announced in the morning that he was doing a free concert at Bridgestone Arena. And it was first come, first serve. So like the lineup at like 7 a.m. was like around the street. Yeah, basically the whole city of Nashville was waiting for the concert, which is kind of sick.
That is
sick, but I don't even know if I would even attempt to try to go to that. Like that would be a zoo.
Well, the concert didn't start till 7 p.m. and there's people lined up at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, like that's, I would just be like, you know what? I already saw
them. You're allowed to buy one ticket, right?
I'm not sure. I think it was just like a lineup where it was like either you got tickets online and then went, or you just waited at the door all day. Imagine being the guy that was like one after the last person let in and you just waited there.
Yeah. Oh.
I would find a way.
Yeah, I'd go full Mike Tyson on a brick wall.
If I wasn't in like the first 500 people, I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah.
Even though I knew I'd probably get it, I just like wouldn't have it in me to wait like 2 hours, 3 hours.
I'll just go on YouTube and listen to the music.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, everyone's here. I'm going to be first in line at Aldean's tonight. That's my goal.
What's the most you guys think you'll wait in a line for something? If it's something you really, really want to do, what's the longest amount of time you're willing to wait?
Well, I've waited in a line like 3 hours for a fucking roller coaster before, so.
Yeah, I know, same.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We did that at Disney this year.
Yeah, so.
But like, let's say like
the equivalent.
Let's say it's like Stanley Cup Final Game 7 and your team's playing at home. And if you wait this certain amount of time, you get in to watch it. How long are you waiting?
In like six seats, like just for the scenario, like good seats.
You get good seats.
Oh, I would wait all day.
You think so?
For the Cup Finals? Like Game 7.
Yeah, like Game 7 of the Cup Finals. You're sitting like center ice, probably like 30 rows up. How long are you going to wait?
Oh, I'm waiting all day. I don't care.
Probably just waiting like 5 or 6 hours. And then I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I'm probably with Johnny. I probably wait all day. I just think like, for like those that are like once in a lifetime, then you just gotta wait. You just gotta soak it.
Like the Sens Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah,
at wait. Canadian Tire Center all day.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm not waiting all day outside of Best Buy to get $30 off a TV on Black Friday.
No,
I'm not doing that.
No, that's what online shopping's for.
Yeah, and I'll just pay the extra.
Order to your house.
Yeah. I'll just pay the extra.
And people get ruthless too at those.
Oh,
things.
It's crazy.
Like no one's gonna get people. Ruthless at a sporting like at a. Well, okay, people do get ruthless at those too, but like I just feel like
sure do.
It's not as crazy as like jamming in to get like the first 50-inch, you know?
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. So all day,
good,
baby.
It's a good question. All day.
Yeah.
You think your dad and mom would do that too, right?
100,000%.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
Ralpho would do it for 2 days probably, I think.
Oh yeah, he'd be right there. Actually, no, my dad hates waiting in lines. He would I would have to wait there for him.
Remember when we were waiting outside? Remember when they came to visit and we were waiting outside of First Watch and they said it'd be a 30 to 40 minute wait and we were 25 minutes in? Yeah. He's like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, he hates waiting in lines. He doesn't do
and
that.
For our coffee.
He'll grease the bouncer.
Yeah. Hey, what do you say? Let us in, huh?
Come on, get the boys some coffee. They got a game in 6 hours. Get the boys some coffee.
Yeah, he just wants to take care of the boys.
Fair Beauty. Enough. Yeah,
make sure the boys are good.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up this week's episode. Who's before we go? Just give us one quick Masters prediction to see who you think's going to win, and then we'll shut her down.
DJ.
Oh.
Johnny.
You think Dustin Johnson's going to pull away?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with first-time winner this time is Rory McIlroy.
Sure.
He hasn't won a Masters yet?
He hasn't won a Masters. No, that's the only one he's missing out of the four majors.
Okay, well, that's a DJ's good pick then.
DJ's probably getting a sick pep talk from Gretzky right now.
Hey, do you think Tiger makes the cut or no?
I don't know because I know like he's just been through it all, especially recently with his injuries and all that. But I'm really I'm always rooting for that guy.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him too.
How many Masters has he won?
Three. I think he's won four.
Yeah,
he's won four. He won in 1999, 2000, or 2001, 2016. No, 2019. He's won three for sure, possibly four.
Yeah, I just
it's a lot of green jackets.
He's a gamer. He's a gamer.
He's a gamer. He is. He's a gamer,
and he's a winner. So,
all right,
all the best to Tiger.
I think that does it for this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good. See you, folks.
Cheers. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.